The temperature of the room dropped fast. Ice formed on the curtains and crusted thickly around the lights in the ceiling. The glowing filaments in each bulb shrank and dimmed, while the candles that sprang from every available surface like a colony of toadstools had their wicks snuffed out. The darkened room filled with a yellow, choking cloud of brimstone, in which indistinct black shadows writhed and roiled. From far away came the sound of many voices screaming. Pressure was suddenly applied to the door that led to the landing. It bulged inward, the timbers groaning. Footsteps from invisible feet came pattering across the floorboards, and invisible mouths whispered wicked things from behind the bed and under the desk. The sulphur cloud contracted into a thick column of smoke that vomited forth thin tendrils. They licked the air like tongues before withdrawing. The column hung above the middle of the pentacle, bubbling ever upward against the ceiling like the cloud of an erupting volcano. There was a barely perceptible pause. Then two yellow staring eyes materialized in the heart of the smoke. Hey, it was his first time. I wanted to scare him. And I did, too. The dark-haired boy stood in a pentacle of his own, smaller, filled with different runes, 3 feet away from the main one. He was pale as a corpse, shaking like a dead leaf in a high wind. His teeth rattled in his shivering jaw. Beads of sweat dripped from his brow, turning to ice as they fell through the air. They tinkled with the sound of hailstones on the floor. All well and good, but so what? I mean, he looked about 12 years old. Wide-eyed, hollow-cheeked. There's not that much satisfaction to be had from scaring the pants off a scrawny kid. Not everyone agrees with me on this. Some find it delightful sport. They refine countless ways of tormenting their summoners by means of subtly hideous apparitions. Usually the best you can hope for is to give them nightmares later. But occasionally these stratagems are so successful that the apprentices actually panic and step out of the protective circle. Then all is well for us. But it is a risky business. Often they are very well trained. Then they grow up and get their revenge. So I floated and waited, hoping he wasn't going to take too long to get round to the dismissing spell. To keep myself occupied, I made blue flames lick up around the inner edges of the pentacle, as if they were seeking a way to get out and nab him. All hokum, of course. I'd already checked, and the seal was drawn well enough. No spelling mistakes anywhere, unfortunately. At last, it looked as if the urchin was plucking up the courage to speak. I guessed this by a stammering about his lips that didn't seem to be induced by pure fear alone. I let the blue fire die away, to be replaced by a foul smell. The kid spoke, very squeakily.
I charge you to...
Get on with it.
Tell me your name.
That's usually how they start, the young ones, meaningless waffle. He knew, and I knew that he knew, my name already. Otherwise, how could he have summoned me in the first place? You need the right words, the right actions, and most of all, the right name. I mean, it's not like hailing a cab. You don't just get anybody when you call. I chose a rich, deep, dark, chocolatey sort of voice, the kind that resounds from everywhere and nowhere and makes the hairs stand up on the back of inexperienced necks.
Bartimaeus.